This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
When was the last time you felt inspired? Have you ever wanted to take your passions and use them to launch a successful business and enhance your life? Co-hosts Katana Abbott and Vicky Trebosh, who are both authors, coaches, and international speakers, bring to you experts in the field of personal and professional growth, wealth creation, and mind, body, and spirit for an opportunity to hear the top advice from the top resources. So grab a cup of coffee and take that quantum leap you've been waiting for. Smart Women Talk Radio, the link to live with purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Hello, everyone. This is Katana, and I am here with Vicky, and we are so excited that you've joined us today for Smart Women Talk. And we really do search the world for smart women and a few good men, including best-selling authors and thought leaders and change agents who are really making a difference in the world. Our topics include creating wealth, life balance, health, creativity, and the metaphysical.
That's right. And Smart Women Talk is brought to you by the Smart Women's Empowerment Program, which was created to inspire and empower women and girls to live more confident, joyful, and abundant lives by supporting mentoring, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Smart Women's Empowerment is a project of the United Charitable Programs, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And we're really thrilled and honored to have them as our sponsor. Today, we have another wonderful guest. We're going to be interviewing Carrie Murphy, who is the Soul Success Coach, award-winning media host, and a best-selling author. Our topic today is soul success and how you can experience it. We're going to be discussing soul success and what it means to Carrie, how to lead with your soul and claim your innate brilliance, and divinely inspired keys for manifesting inner worth and outer wealth. Does that sound like a smart women show or what, Katana?
Oh, I'm so excited about today.
So am I.
Yeah, yeah. So we will love to hear from all of you how you like the show. Remember, we have set up Smart Women Talk Facebook fan page. You just go to Smart Women Talk and hit the like. And actually, I've posted a little question for you today. So we'd love to have you come join us and especially tell us how you like the show today. So, but I want to share a tip, and I'm sure this is going to be so aligned with what we're talking about with Carrie today. But, I wrote an article in my blog yesterday called Making Time for Fun is No Accident. And the week before I had talked about creating your fun list. So I'm really talking about fun. And Vicky has been coaching me a little bit on, not a little bit, she's working with me on a really fabulous program right now about, you know, your dream and vision. And I really see that, you know, my thing I love is helping people with joy and fun and prosperity. So that's why I've got this theme. And so making time for fun is no accident was the topic. And I shared three tips to create more time for fun in your life, because that's really important. It really raises your energy. So the first tip was, and that's all we're going to talk about, spend more time in your conscious state of mind. And so what does that have to do with time, right? Being in your conscious state of mind. Well, I've shared before that 95% of our day we spend in our subconscious mind. It means we've heard people say you're in your head, right? You're operating on autopilot. And it's that state of consciousness that allows you to drive your car while you're talking on the phone and you're not even paying attention. So, and I notice that when I'm in that state of mind, because I'm really in my mind, I'd say in my head a lot. That's just my personality, and I'm working to get out of it. But when I'm in that state of mind, time just flies by and I miss everything because I'm not present. So if we are operating 95% of the time from our subconscious, then we're only operating from our conscious state of mind 5% of the time. So what does this mean? So when we operate from our mind, from our subconscious, from our head. We're in this fast energy, and that's what causes the mind chatter and the fear and the second guessing and the operating from our little child, the autopilot. When we operate consciously, we're actually in our body, and we do that by grounding through our base chakra, and we become present. So we all know where the base chakra is, and things slow down, and we actually become present. We become in the moment. And so this is known as slow energy versus the fast energy in the head. So today, I put it to the test. I went to yoga class, and instead of moving through the poses, you know, mindlessly like I do, I focus on my breathing, but I just do my little, I have a lot of mind chatter normally. I focused on my base chakra, and the mind chatter shut down. And this is the main thing that I noticed. The class was much longer. So it really did create more time by slowing down time. And I was so present in every moment. And even my Shavasana seemed so much longer. And I thought, okay, it's a new teacher. She has to be making a mistake. This had to be a longer class. I go out 10 o'clock, just like every other day. It was the strangest thing. So I want you to try for yourself during your morning. If you meditate or do a walk or exercise, I want you to practice focusing on your base chakra at the base of your spine and move into the slow energy. So focus your, do the breathing. It's always good. See, and then bring your focus down to your base chakra and just stay there until you feel really connected and grounded. And then I want you to notice how you feel and see if you're more present and see how your day goes, because I'd love to know if you can shift your average so you're not 95% subconscious and 5%, you know, which is autopilot, but you become more conscious. What if we could shift that to 50% conscious? That's when we're creative. That's when we actually do create. We're powerful. We're present. So I'd love to hear your comments again on the Smart Women Talk fan page. I actually put a question there so you can go comment on it. And if you want all three tips, just go to katanaabbott.com. On the blog, you'll see Making Time for Fun. So that's my tip.
Oh, terrific. You know, Katana, I was thinking as you were talking about that, we all know people who are more conscious. And, you know, they ask better questions. They listen more carefully. And we really feel more connected with them. So just as you said, to be connected with yourself is important, mm-hmm. but it also changes how you connect with others. And I always think about our show because I know we are both very present during our show. And the only time either of us feel not is if we get distracted by something in our own studios. And what you just said, terrific tip for today. And gosh, it really does go back to how much fun is that?
Yes. And you know what? You'll notice, I want you to notice that when you are in this low energy and you're connected and grounded, notice how people respond to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And notice, you know, notice how you feel, but notice your voice is going to be different. So today, you know, Vicki and I are very grounded. You're going to notice Carrie is a super grounded person. So notice the resonance that's coming out. So anyway, it'll be fun. We want to bring you into this energy with us. So
absolutely.
And then I hear Carrie's here, so we only have a second, but I wanted to tell you I'm headed to New York City with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, because you know my husband's a horn player, to Carnegie Hall. So any of you New Yorkers, May 9 and 10, they're playing at Carnegie Hall for their festival. Tickets are $25 any seat in the house. And the big night, I'll tell you what, and I'm bringing four people from Detroit. We have 2,200 patrons coming from Detroit. And I've got a bunch of New York ladies that are girlfriends with Storm Large. She is a rock star.
From Portland. You know she's from Portland.
No way.
Way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's huge here.
Oh, well, she is doing the Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, wow.
And she's one of the Mama Gina ladies. I mean, she is really connected with her base chakra. So anyway, if you're in New York City and you want to come join us, be sure to tell me so I can look for you, okay? But it's carnegiehall.org, and hopefully we see you. And I'm saying the May 9 Thursday night concert, so, okay?
Great.
Well, let's go to our break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to Carrie Murphy, Soul Success Coach, best-selling author and award-winning host. She's a fellow CTR host here with the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes?
Yep,
you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it.
Have you ever wished you could make a difference in Rwanda? In a country that suffered a genocide in 1994 when 1 million people died in 100 days, what was left was not devastation, but hope and resilience. What more can you do? Join the Itafari Foundation in rebuilding the country of Rwanda through its programs. Itafari means brick. Changing what is possible is done one Itafari, one brick at a time. Reach the Itafari Foundation at www.itafari.org or by contacting co-host Vicky Trebosh. Together, we will make a difference.
Hi, welcome back to Smart Women Talk on Contact Talk Radio. This is Vicky Trebosh, and I would now like to introduce our very special guest, Carrie Murphy. Carrie Murphy is a soul success coach, the award-winning author of 5 books, including the best-selling book, Create Change Now, Personal Reflections for Personal Transformation. And she is the host of the internationally syndicated award-winning Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, with 500,000 plus listeners. She's the president and CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions and a celebrated dynamic motivational speaker and interviewer. Following a transformational near-death experience in 1997, Carrie's life purpose became crystal clear. Her intention is to reach, empower, and inspire millions globally, and she is passionately devoted to increasing the consciousness of the planet and creating positive global change. Carrie has mentored and coached thousands, tens of thousands of people around the globe through her transformational books, coaching programs, telesummits, interviews, workshops, audio programs, home study courses, videos, and more. She is devoted to expanding the field of spiritual, lifestyle, and transformational media hosting and programming, and she thrives on inspiring her audiences, clients, readers, and listeners to become the soul-driven conscious creators, spiritual leaders, and celebrated business professionals they are meant to be. If you are ready to shine, perhaps even in front of millions, and live a lifestyle deserving of your soul's brilliance, Carrie will help you step onto that grand stage and co-create your destiny in a way that is perfectly aligned with your soul. To learn more about Carrie, go to carriemurphy.com, and Carrie is spelled C-A-R-I, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.com. Welcome to Smart Women Talk, Carrie. We are so thrilled to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. What an introduction.
You are the soul sister, so we have to give you good props for everything you're doing in the world. And we're really excited about you sharing with our audience what you know is true and why you know it so well. Because many people have ideas, but they don't necessarily know what they're talking of from a very personal level, and that is not your case.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very passionate about everything that I do, and you know, as you read, I did have a near-death experience in 1997, and so it did really shift things for me, and it made me very aware of what I wanted to create and how I wanted to lead with my soul, and so I'm very passionate about supporting others and doing the same.
Can you start with that? Tell us what happened.
Yeah. Well, essentially, I had a heart condition that I didn't realize that I had. It had been untreated and collapsed, and basically, you know, my mom was with me. We were at the hospital, and she thought that I had died. The last words that I heard were her saying, you know, "Oh, my daughter's dying, my daughter's dying," and I had the whole life review that you hear about. And when I came back, everything had changed, meaning I knew, oh my God, I just crossed over, I saw the light, I did all. Anyway, I didn't talk about it for many years, though. I was put to bed after that for about 6 weeks, and I wrote the book, Your Soul is Calling, Will You Accept the Call? And I was writing about auras and chakras and all of these things that in my traditional psychology background, I was not taught. It was like I knew, it was like I had opened up a portal to a whole new level of information from my soul that I knew I was intended to share. So I was writing about all of these energy, you know, energetic tools instead of just these practical tools that I had learned, you know, in school. So, you know, it really shifted my entire life, my relationships, my business, everything. And that's why I call myself a soul success coach now, and I have for probably 6 or 7 years, because I shifted away from the traditional counseling psychology where, you know, we always look outside of ourselves. Let's get another degree. Let's pursue this, and it's go, go, go. And I really shifted the whole way that I approached life and the way that I coached others by teaching people how to invent their lives however they choose, by realizing that it's their consciousness that is creating their reality. And so, I mean, to me, it's the most exciting thing when you let people know or remind them, really, that it is their thoughts, words, actions, feelings that make up their consciousness that is determining their external reality. And once they realize that, they can mold it and shape it however they want. You know, I always say every day is a clean slate. You don't like what you created yesterday, close the door behind you. You've got a clean slate ahead. What do you want to create? Right? So, fun stuff.
Absolutely.
So, Carrie, I want to, during my tip, I talked about the 95% of the time we're in subconscious and 5% conscious. And I know you know all this stuff inside and out. So, I have very little time during the tip to really go into detail on that. But you just talked about it. So you just talked about conscious creation. So share with us, how do we shift from subconscious to consciousness and to be operating from our soul? Because when we're in conscious creation, we're really operating from soul rather than ego. That's how I look at it.
Yes.
Love
versus you're speaking
fear.
My language. Yes. No, to me, I mean, soul success is about being a conscious creator. That is, you know, shifting from being a victim of our circumstances you want to be at choice. You want to be this conscious creator where, you know, always look around you. What is my consciousness, my thoughts, words, actions, and feeling? What is it creating right now? If it's not creating what you want, you need to make a shift. You know, I always say two important questions to ask, you know, as a conscious creator, are where is my attention and what is my intention? Because your attention, wherever your attention is, that's what you're creating, right? That's what you're paving the way for your day, for your tomorrows, for your future. So where is my attention and what is my intention? Because our intentions, if we set an intention for everything that we do, everything that's important, or even just for our day, those intentions are like spiritual fuel that pave the way for whatever it is that we want to create. So we have to first become aware. Awareness is key. And then, you know, where is my attention? What is my intention? Those two questions can get the ball rolling. And if you ask yourself that as often as possible, you're going to step into that conscious creator role. And there are some questions. I'm always big on questions because I feel like questions sort of trigger, you know, your higher self. They trigger you into, you know, accessing new information. So, you know, I'd love to share some with people. Is that okay to do that right now?
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Okay. I always say, look at your life circumstances. These are awareness questions, you know, that are to support you in making conscious decisions or conscious choices to enhance the quality of your life. So look at your life circumstances. You know, what areas need the greatest clarity. You know, what could you do that would honor yourself and your soul in a greater way? And notice any recurring patterns in your life that you would like to shift and change. You know, what deeper insights are you intended to gain on a soul level about all these patterns? You know, the ones that are limiting, the ones that don't make you feel good. This is all about awareness again. You know, notice the people in your life that offer you the greatest challenge or frustration, because those are your greatest, you know, gifts. Those people offer you the greatest gifts. You know, what could you do to notice the deeper soul lessons and being presented in those people? Notice the areas of your life where you need boundaries. You know, a lot of us, we need to work on boundaries. You know, how are you unconsciously allowing your energy to be zapped or diminished by somebody or something? Notice your emotional patterns, your mental, physical patterns that are blocking you and are preventing you from moving forward. You know, these kinds of questions, if you listen to this show, again, you can write them down if I'm going too fast, and just journal. Journal the answers, because all this is just like stirring up all the stuff in your consciousness, right? Because we want to get out the muck and the density, and so we can shift that into a higher vibrational energy, which is much more conducive for, you know, harmonious, successful living. So I'll end it back with the two primary questions, which are, what is my intention and where is my attention? All of these things are just about bringing greater awareness so that you can become a conscious creator.
That's absolutely beautiful.
It is beautiful. And Carrie, this is Vicki. You know, as I listen to you, it's always harder for people who say, well, I haven't had a near-death experience, or I don't know... I hear what she's saying, but I don't know how to really incorporate it. It is the near-death experience. It is the shock to our body or our system or our lives that makes us pay attention to our intentions.
Right.
So many people come to you and they say, wow, Carrie, this is a great idea. I agree. That's powerful. That's profound.
How do I do it?
Yeah.
The practical. It's blending the energetic and the practical. And I want to clarify that you do not need to go through a near-death experience like I did to experience awareness in your day-to-day life. You know, this is just, it's about becoming aware. And so I'll give you some practical ways to do that. You know, it's about taking responsibility and accountability for our decisions. And I know that those words, sometimes we go, ugh, I don't want to do that. But once we do, we get to determine what our tomorrows are going to be like. So I'll give you some practical tips on how to be this conscious creator. First of all, listen to yourself when you speak. You're going to listen to your conversations with others. You know, what are you saying again and again about yourself, about your life? Pay attention. You know, are you saying words that are empowering you and that are, you know, paving the way for success, or are your words limiting you? I always encourage people, create a new empowering vocabulary. You know, pay attention to your words and make sure that those words that you consistently use are supporting the future that you want to create. Because if you're sitting around talking about all the things you're worried about, or if you're talking about the horrible things going on in the world and blah, 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 you are stuck in a very heavy, dense cycle of negativity, and you're probably feeling stuck, frustrated. So you want to shift your vocabulary, first of all. That's one of a simple, it just takes practice and awareness to shift your vocabulary so that it is empowering. Because words, people may not realize this, but every word that we use has an energetic frequency or a vibration. So we want to use words that have a high frequency or vibration so that our energy field is much more magnetic to opportunities and people and success. Words like that are, you know, abundance, prosperity, joy, you know, all the words that when you say them, you light up a little bit. That's a tip. Those are high frequency words, and you want to use those as often as possible. So another tip is shift from impulsive reacting to conscious responding. That right there, if you could start becoming aware of when you're just, you know, doing that pattern of just reacting the same old way again and again, I always say ego reacts and spirit responds. So you want to shift from that impulsive reacting to people and situations to consciously responding from your spirit. And just take a moment before you just react from now on. And you'll see a huge shift in your interactions, in your relationships, and just in your level of harmony and inner peace. So those are two real practical ways that people, you know, things that they can introduce into their life today if they would like to.
You know what I love about that, Carrie, is that so much of what we seek is often outside of ourselves. We need the newest book. We need the newest fad. We need the newest pill or whatever. But what you're saying is truly it's just a choice. And if you can't do it perfectly, to even look wherever you're listening to this show, whether you've just found it months from today, which is May 7th, 2013, or you're hearing it live, you can do this any moment of any day. And if you fail to do it later in the day or the next day, it doesn't stop the beauty and the effect of what it has in the moment. And the more you practice it, the more it feels better than not doing it.
Yes. I always say practice makes permanent. You know, the more you practice something, the easier it gets, and it's you know, you just do it naturally. You know, and I love what you said. I mean, any moment you can wake up and you can say, I'm going to choose something different today. I'm going to choose to respond to this person or my life in a different way that makes me feel good. You know, it's about living in the moment, and we all hear that all the time, like live in the moment. But it's so true. If you can embrace each moment instead of waiting until sometime in the future to thrive instead of just survive, you know, I say our spirits want to thrive. Our soul wants to thrive. That's when you lead with your soul. You know, the survival mode is just ego-driven, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it doesn't feel very good, and it doesn't promote a whole lot of harmony in our lives when ego's, you know, driving driving our spiritual vessel. So, you know, I think once we can shift into that conscious responding, we can thrive. And, you know, I always tell people you can, affirming is a great way, visualizing, you know, these are tools that you can use that you have. You don't need to seek outside of yourself. Affirm to yourself, you know, I intend and choose to thrive every single day. You know, beginning today, I am choosing to thrive instead of survive. Affirm these things. And then, you know, visualize and imagine. These are real practical things that you can do that will make a difference in your energy, that will make a difference in what you are attracting. You know, the one thing I always want to remind people that your outer world, the external world around you, is really just a reflection of what's going on inside. The beauty is, if you don't like what you're seeing outside, if you just change what's going on inside, that means start talking nicely to yourself about yourself. Start praising yourself. Start noticing the beauty around you. Live with that attitude of gratitude. You know, all of these things are tools that each and every one of us have within us that we can claim and use whenever we choose. And it's not about getting a degree or going outside yourself for anything. You have, every single person has all the tools within them to start creating some shifts in their lives that will change their external reality.
So I want to ask you this, because you talked about how affirming and visualizing and all that. So, but when we're in the down energy, what I feel is instead of just trying to fix it sometimes, because yes, we can do all that, you know, raising the energy, but sometimes could that be that it's because there's something we need to notice, like to look at it and really go, okay, where is this coming from and what's going on here in a kind way to ourselves? And then once we notice it, because maybe it's because we're trying to force ourselves to go do something that's not our soul's purpose, because you know, we're in ego and we're feeling, oh, but I have to go do this. Look at, I've spent all this money. I bought this. I have to go do this. So we're really down. And so that we're just going to try to put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think that, well, certainly anytime we're doing the shoulds, you know, we're not leading from the soul, right? Mm-hmm. You want to always do what fuels you, what makes you happy and joyful. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, when you are feeling a little bit low or down, I say never fight it. Just feel your way through it. Let it flow through you. And like you said, if you want to, it may be a pattern. It may be something you need to look at and become aware of. But with that said, I don't think we need to to go back and relive things, you know. you know, the way that I was taught in traditional counseling psychology just did not work. You know, going back and just replaying old stuff and talking about it and rehashing it, guess what? You're right back there again and again, and you're in that same dense, you know, energy. So I think awareness is great, but the awareness should propel you to make a different choice. Like, make a choice that brings greater harmony to your life, whether it's, you know, in the way that, you know, having compassion for yourself, having compassion for others. I think anytime we're feeling low, it's an indication of, you know, something needs to be released, which is just energy flow, you know. And mm-hmm. anytime you're feeling low, move your body. You know, it's simple, easy, practical. Get up and move, because I have been exercising probably 5 or 6 days a week since I was 20, and I'm far from that age now. But the reason I do it is because specifically what I learned from my near-death experience is about energy. We have to move the energy. So whenever we're feeling down or we have sort of a dip in vibration or whatever, get up and move, because even if it's just a walk or whatever, you know, just get up and move, because you're moving the energy. When we don't move that energy, that stress, it collects in our energy body, in our energy field, in our system, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it manifests into some sort of symptom. So we want to move the energy and not fight it, just allow it to flow through us. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. But Carrie, can I ask a question? Katana, are you in the middle of it?
No. Oh. I was just going to say, and so I think this is all perfect, and your journaling questions that you had mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. they're also aligned with this as well. So perhaps sometimes when, just to finish up my question, if someone is feeling this low energy, is to mm-hmm. look at it and say, oh, well, I'm feeling this energy because it's I'm not supposed to be going on this path regardless. And to be able to what you said, you know, release it, shift it, and let it go. And mm-hmm. then through some of these journaling exercises you did, find out, what am I really supposed to be doing here? Because so often people do things from pressure and obligation and expectations. Yeah. And, you know, you really do stand in your power with teaching people to follow their soul's purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, and anytime we're go, you know, I always say shift from the go, go, go to the BBB, because it goes back to what you were talking about at the beginning of the show. We want to be grounded and centered when we're making choices and decisions, because you will find that the times when you're frustrated and you're not feeling in alignment with your choices, it's because you're going, 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 going. You're not grounded. You're not fully present. You're not listening to the voice of your soul that is trying to direct you and guide you, which it always is. It's just so often we're going so fast that we can't hear that little voice. So slow down and just be, you know, just, I always say, just remember that, the BBB, shift from the go, go, go to the BBB. And that doesn't mean that we don't take action, because, of course, that's part of the manifestation process. But the key is, when we're making important decisions, we want to make them from that space of pure presence and groundedness. And when we do that, we'll find that, you know, there's a lot more flow and harmony in our experiences. Because when we're going too fast, that's usually the ego going, you got to do this, you got to do this, it has to be done this way, you should do it this way. No, you didn't do it right that time, do it differently now. You know, it's that, and that doesn't feel good. So, you know, you'll know when you're leading with your soul, when you feel harmonious, when you feel peaceful about a decision. That's when you're leading with your soul. When you're feeling frustrated, nervous, anxious, upset, hurried, that's the ego, you know, and not, again, it's not that that's wrong. That's part of the human experience, but we want to shift into leading with the soul.
You know, I had an image earlier when you were talking about the difference between the ego and the soul of, it's almost as you said, there's nothing wrong with leading with the ego, but I had this literally a visual, it's almost like the word success. I had a word visual image of, if you were in a room with gifts, if you were operating from your soul, you would only pick up so many. But when your ego, you could only pick up so many of the gifts, because you just can't pick them all up. But in the soul, in the place of the soul, you're able to pick up all the gifts. And with no with no difficulty. It's just that the ego, as you said, there's nothing wrong with the ego, but it's almost as if you miss the deeper meaning. As yeah. as Barbara Stanny, our friend Barbara Stanny says, the ego speaks first and loudest, and the soul whispers and is persistent. And we must get through the ego. The ego is there. And I think the better you get at practicing this mm-hmm. truth, the more clearly you will always get to the ego first, but you can get through the ego more quickly and then get to the soul's work, which is much deeper, much richer, and has mm-hmm. many more metaphorical gifts.
Yeah, it's more rewarding. You know, when you wake up and you're excited about your day, that's when you know you're leading with your soul. When you get up and you're rushing around and you're angry and you're yelling at everybody, and you know, it's time to slow down a little bit and start listening, because I feel like we all have a divine blueprint, a soul blueprint that we came here with gifts and talents that we are meant to share with the world. And they don't have to be grandiose or these, you know what I mean? It's just, we all came here with sort of a plan and a purpose, a divine mission, so to speak. And so, we know when we're kind of in it, when we're living harmoniously and we're not, you know, going like, let's make more money, push. The way you actually make money is when you're in the flow and it just kind of flows through you because you're in the harmonious flow. But, you know, I talk a lot about, people ask me about, you know, how can I feel more excitement and passion and what is my mission? You know, you hear that a lot, like, well, do we all really have one? And I feel like we do, but like I said, I don't think it has to be this grand thing. It's whatever brings us joy. And when we can commit to nurturing that joy a little bit more every day, and not thinking that that's a selfish thing, you know, then we impact the world around us in such beautiful ways when we really nurture ourselves. And maybe it's a good time, you know, because I get asked a lot of times, like, how do I know what I'm passionate about, or how do I know what I'm here for? Can I throw out some questions to help people step into that passion and reignite it a little bit?
Perfect.
Okay. And these questions, just kind of let them settle, and just, you know, you can jot down the questions and go back to them later, or just see what comes up for you. What activities bring you the most inner excitement and satisfaction? You know, what are they? You know, what did you do in childhood that you just love to do that you don't do anymore? What percentage of the time do you feel like you're really living in alignment with your purpose? And, you know, what could you do today to increase that percentage? Even if it's just by 1%, what could you do today that would nurture that passion of yours? What experiences have you had in your life where you just felt like you were doing exactly what you were supposed to do? What were they? You know, describe them in a journal or something. Really tap into those feelings of how you felt. You know, and I like to say this, imagine you're 80, 90 years old and you're looking back at your life. What dream or what passions of yours would cause you the greatest regret if you hadn't pursued them? You know, ask yourself that, and don't wait. Start introducing them into your life a little bit more each day. You don't have to totally transform your life in 24 hours, but if you can commit to integrating some of your own passions in your daily life, you're going to notice just so much more joy, and so your relationships will become much more fulfilling. Your career will become much more fulfilling because you're going to be in your passion, in your joy. So, did those questions help a little bit?
They're perfect.
They are okay. Perfect.
They're yeah. So perfect. And I love that, because you mentioned about what is it you did when you were a child. Mm-hmm. And so we sometimes do have to become childlike. And I remember my mother had dementia, and they took her paints. She painted 500 paintings and sold them, and they took them away at the assisted living because they had oil, turpentine in that. They took all her cleaning products away. And so I brought her to my house, and I went up in the attic, and I found her paints, and I found one of the paintings that she had never finished. And it was like teaching a five-year-old, you know, got her all dressed, you know, with an apron and set her up. And I thought, well, what am I going to do all this time? So I used to paint. So I went and got myself a canvas and I started painting with her. And I felt this strange feeling right in my heart. And I couldn't figure, what is this? What is this? And I had been, my stepfather had just died of cancer and, you know, dealing with this and all this stress. And it was joy. And it was like it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it overwhelmed me. And I realized, oh, my God, I've gone 30 years without doing this. How many of us have things that would bring us so much joy if we just made the time? So I put it in my calendar, painting with Mom on Sundays at 2. And she died, and I keep that date, to paint.
I think that's so important. I mean, we have to sometimes write it in our schedules, right? Just until we get used to giving ourselves that nurturing joy time every day, put it in your schedule, until you get used to giving yourself that time every day. Doesn't it make you feel good when you do those things? And then you have more energy to share with others when you tap into that space.
Oh, and we become greater role models for everyone in our life because we give them permission when we give ourselves permission to be joyful. And then you have no idea what you're going to create. I mean, in your work and in your personal life by actually doing those things.
Well, yeah, and you serve as, it's a ripple effect. Your positive energy and joy serves as a ripple effect impacting everyone you encounter and then everyone they encounter. And so we're all interconnected, and whatever we can do to elevate our own energy and frequency, we're naturally doing that for all of humanity because we're all connected. So it's a beautiful gift you give yourself, but you're also gifting everyone else at the same time.
So Carrie, you offer so many programs and on abundance and understanding who you are. Of all that you do, what brings you the greatest joy?
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. I think it's just living from my soul. You know, I have a very close communication with my soul and my team of light. I feel like we all have one. And, you know, that brings me such joy. And, you know, as I allow the messages to come through me and then share them with others, and it's really just reminding them of what they already know. You know, I'm not sharing anything with anybody that at a soul level they don't already know. It's just what brings me so much excitement and passion is igniting that in people, and they go, oh yeah, it can be that easy. I can, you know, give myself permission to step into my authentic power and, you know, be this, celebrate myself and celebrate myself for this brilliant being that I am. I think when I see people light up by reminding them of those things, I think that brings me the greatest satisfaction for sure. Mm.
You know, and that's interesting. I'd love for you to repeat that. I'll give you the sentence starter, but you help others give themselves permission to step into their power and shine their light, because isn't that one of the scariest things? And Marianne, you know, what Williamson talks about it, one of the scariest things for women until they actually do it. Mm-hmm. Is to actually give themselves permission to be authentic, to really be who they are, because all of society, our whole life has been, you know, telling us, shutting us down. I saw a little girl once, and she was just rocking it out in front of all these people. You know, it was, she looked a little erotic, let's put it that way. And her dad she's only like 10. And her dad freaked out, you know, you could see on his face. He didn't know what to do about it. But see, it kind of shocks people when we are. She was in her goddess self, this little girl. She was just joyful. And so all our life we're told, no, 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 you can't be that bright. But we all have it inside of us. And to have that permission, and that's what you do for people.
Yeah, it's giving yourself permission to ignite that light within you. And then you shine like this, like a beacon of light wherever you go. And I think for women especially, what, you know, it's about speaking our truth even when we were taught not to. It's about claiming your power. And as you do that, I think one of the greatest things to remember is what I just said a few minutes ago, which is this isn't just about you. As you do this, you are gifting every other person on the planet because you're reminding them to do the same thing. So, you know, so often as women we're taught, like, put everyone else first. Don't put yourself first. That's selfish, right? Especially as moms or as wives or whatever. So it's reminding people that as you do that, guess what you're doing for everyone else? You're reminding them they can do the same thing. And then we all empower each other, and we all become these beautiful beacons of light and create these beautiful ripple effects. And, you know, what better thing we, you know, can we do on this planet? I mean, if we do nothing else, why not just have a great attitude and start wonderful ripple effects, you know? It doesn't have to be any more complicated or grandiose or anything. Why not just that?
Why not just that? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Imagine if everyone was shining their light, given permission to shine their light. Imagine.
Woo. Yeah. And use the power of your imagination, everyone. I mean, our imagination, that's where it's like that's the fertile ground. That's our garden. You know, let's plant seeds with our imagination, with our thoughts. You know, imagine approaching each day with a successful mindset. Imagine experiencing explosive growth in your business. Imagine, you know, unstoppable success. Imagine having an irresistibly magnetic presence. Imagine dynamic opportunities magically appearing in your life. Imagine vibrant health. Imagine inner wealth. You know, imagine overflowing abundance. Obviously, I get excited about this because this is what anybody can do. As you speak about this, as you think about this, as this becomes your consciousness, you know, you feel empowered, you feel inspired, and you once you ignite that light within you, you can do it every day. And, yeah, so many ways to do it. But I just wanted to throw that in there when you said imagine. Yeah, imagine, everyone. That's your spiritual fuel. Imagine.
Yeah, and you really can raise your energy through just what you said. And the higher we raise our vibration, the more we can attract, the healthier we are, the more abundance we can attract into our lives. So we've got a few minutes here, and we do want to get your tip, okay, your last tip. But I want to ask you, how do you stay inspired? Do you have a daily practice? Because that's one of the things I have is a daily practice, and it's probably the most important thing I do each day. And I'm just wondering, do you have a daily practice?
I have many, but
of course.
Yeah, you know, I think beginning the day, setting my intentions for the day, playing out my day in my mind, you know, going well, although allowing for flexibility. I do gratitude walks every day with my dogs. That's a big important thing. There's so many different things. I have vision boards. You know, I have, you know, I still believe in that because I believe that whatever we place our focus and attention on, you know, becomes our reality. And it also raises my frequency. It makes me feel good when I look at images and pictures and thoughts and ideas that inspire me. So those are some of them. You know, the gratitude walks are huge, you know, walking around and, you know, I just walk outside and I'm, you know, in my mind, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my pets. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the trees. You know, as you, that's a frequency. And as you step into that frequency of gratitude, oh my goodness, that's where magical stuff happens. So by the time I come back into the office, I'm so highly charged. Just something that simple can shift your energy pretty quickly.
And it creates the conscious creation state.
Yes, exactly.
It brings you into your, you know, that deep energy that we were talking about that comes from being in the body. So, what is your tip that we want to leave our listeners with? Because that was a beautiful tip right there, that if you want to keep it with that one. But if you have a little tip you wanted to leave the listeners with.
Sure. I would say embrace your role today as this divine messenger. Lead by your example. Lead with your soul. You know, sometimes it's just your energetic presence, a smile, a sense of compassion or acceptance for somebody else. That example speaks far more powerfully than words ever could. So maybe just use your energy as a, just be that beacon of light and lead by your example and just, you know, smile. Have compassion for yourself and others and see how things start to shift around you.
Wonderful. Well, you have a really beautiful gift that, would you tell us if people go to your website, because I went and signed up for it yesterday, by the way, and I can't wait to do it.
Good.
And tell us about it. They go to carrimurphy.com, C-A-R-I, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.com, and you have something there for them. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, it's a little gift package. There is an MP3 from one of my most popular teleclasses, and it was Mastering Your Mindset. This is about learning how to be a conscious creator, really. And then there's two different ebooks in there, too, 14 Days to Creating Lasting Change in Your Life, and another one, Heavenly Inspiration for the Soul. These are just divinely inspired messages that will help support you throughout your day, just to keep your vibration high. And it's all free. All you have to do is go to the website at carrimurphy.com and sign up, and you'll get it. It's instantly downloadable. So, and that way we can stay in touch too. I mean, I love being on your show, and I love meeting new people. So, thank you for the opportunity to connect with both of you and your audience.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. It was your timing of the show is perfect. I know not only for many of our listeners, but certainly for me, I won't speak for Katana, but I really thank you for your wisdom and your clarity today. It was just what I needed. And who knew, right? We do this show, as you know, having your own show. It's such a blessing to do these shows. And while it raises our game, we have to walk our talk. There are sometimes we get a guest that is the perfect guest for where we are in our lives. And like I said, I know all three of us are playing a big game in the world, so this isn't about that. And it's definitely not about comparing, but I just want you to know your words are really powerful today.
Thank you. It's been a joy. The time flew by. I'm grateful. So
it really did. It did fly by.
It did.
And I just want to mention to everyone, you've got a show on Contact Talk Radio, because we want to share our listeners that Carrie is on Contact Talk Radio with us. Tell us your time. You're on the same time tomorrow?
I am. I'm on Wednesdays at the same time at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. And it's called The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. And, we give you straight talk for the soul every day, similar to what we talked about today. And I have some wonderful guests on. And we try to inspire you and empower you and awaken you to your innate potential.
Yeah, and they can also find you on iTunes to download your past shows?
Yes. And if they go to the website, just click on the radio show link, and they're all there as well. So you can go to iTunes. But the radio show page on the website will tell you who's coming up, what's happening, have all the links for the past shows and all that good stuff.
You know, we are so lucky, Vicki and I talk about this all the time, that we are so lucky to do what we do, because every single week we get to talk to inspiring people. They mail us their books. We're constantly growing, and I mean, I can't think of anything that I enjoy more than I do than being able to connect every week with people like you.
Oh, I know the feeling. I know the feeling. It is a blessing. And, it's such a great way to just connect and just to increase the, you know, the consciousness of the planet. I feel like we're all doing that, you know, and we're helping others. And I love this. I love connecting with each of you. And it's been a great hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, next week, we want to invite you to join us again. We're going to have Ellen Miller, author of Wounded, Survive, Thrive, Lessons from Women Who Transformed Great Hardship to Great Success. And she is also the co-author of the book, The Hidden Heiress, An Adoptee's Lifelong Search for Her True Identity. So we hope you can join us for next week's show. And until next week, go out and live with more purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Thank you for joining us here at Smart Women Talk Radio, a place to learn, prosper, and grow. Tune in again next week for another exciting episode of Smart Women on the CTR Network. And remember to live with purpose, passion, and prosperity.